The late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan once wrote that when public administration was first being taught in universities 100 years ago, it was sometimes referred to as the art of getting a dead horse off the street. Well, had the phrase been coined this year in Northern California, it might well have been the art of getting a dead whale off the beach. The beach in question is Poplar Beach on Half Moon Bay, and the deceased whale in question is a juvenile humpback. Paul Nagengast is the Public Works Director for Half Moon Bay. Mr. Nagengast, when did the whale first turn up on the beach?
Our visitor first showed up last week. This was last Sunday on the 14th of August. As the tides have been coming and going, it's been moving up and down or north and south of when it first popped up on the Poplar Beach.
This is a large whale.
It's a juvenile. I can't tell you. I'm not a marine biologist. I don't know the exact size a full-grown whale would be. But even a juvenile, which I understand is up to 1 year old, is a significant size, yes.
Well, when the whale turned up on the beach, which public agency rushed and took up the task of getting it off the beach?
There was no one single agency. It was actually all of us that worked together. And because it's a protected animal in a protected part of the bay, it's not that simple just to rush out and to start moving or transporting an animal. You have to go through different procedures and protocols.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got permission from an agency to have one federal agency work with a county agency, but they weren't able to get any ropes or something around the whale to tow it out, so it couldn't be towed out. So what the whale has done, because of the different tides, it went north for a visit, and now after some of the tide action that's happened in the past couple of days, it has now moved south of Poplar Beach.
I gather it's right near the Ritz-Carlton Hotel right now.
It's just north of there, yeah. That's correct.
How unpleasant is it for there to be a large dead whale on the beach?
I mean, to say it's unpleasant, different animals give off different aromas when they're decomposing. Especially now with the sun just coming out, it may be more aromatic now than it has been.
Well, do the tide tables tell you when there might be the next high tide that could take some of the whale carcass back out?
Yes. Our latest high tide was August 18th, last week. But and the next one is in September.
So you're just going to have the carcass of the juvenile humpback on the beach probably for another month?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know where, you know, when you say on the beach.
Could move around, right?
It could move around. It could be somewhere on the coast, yes. It may go back out.
Now, have people been impatient with this, that the whale is still there?
It's been a curiosity. I can't, you know, we've been, I don't want to say people aren't concerned. I think we're all concerned about this because we also make sure that the area where this, you know, animal has beached itself, it's not okay to go touch it or get in there because it's still a significant hunk of flesh. I mean, it's, uh-huh. You know, and with wave action, you never know what it's going to do if you're too close to it. But now with the sun coming out, that's when we may get some additional phone calls.
And Mr. Nagengast, thanks a lot for talking with us about it.
You're welcome.
Paul Nagengast, who is Public Works Director for Half Moon Bay, California.